This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Across Pennsylvania, big natural gas pipelines and plants that use that gas are under construction. Many of those jobs have gone to labor unions, and now unions are using their political clout to advocate for oil and gas. That's given the gas industry a powerful ally in labor-friendly Pennsylvania. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
Ken Broadbent is walking through a big warehouse-type room lined with racks of pipes, heating and cooling equipment, and welding supplies.
Over here is a rigging and pipe fitting lab. In this area, we're able to lift up pipe so they can lift it up properly, show them how to fit it together. So this is all done to teach people rigging certification.
Broadbent is the business manager for Steamfitters Union 449. He's showing off his union's brand new training center about a half an hour north of Pittsburgh. Through a door, he walks into another room.
In here. This is the weld shop, 66 weld booth.
Each weld booth is a little like an old-fashioned voting booth. Apprentices practice welding pipes together behind orange plastic curtains that shield the bright lights of their torches.
Welding is like shoot and pull. The more you do it, the better you get at it. So the more welds you can make, the better you're going to get.
This training center opened last year. It cost the union $18.5 million to build, but Broadbent says it's money well spent. His members will have plenty of work in the oil and gas business over the next few years. They'll be working on natural gas processing plants, power plants, and Shell's multi-billion dollar ethane cracker in Beaver County, which will employ 1,500 steam fitters at peak construction.
So I'm almost going to double the amount of people when it peaks working out of my union. That is good for our education fund. That's good for our health coverage. It helps us stay in business.
The industry's relationship with labor unions wasn't always this close, Broadbent says. When the shale gas boom hit Pennsylvania 10 years ago, many of the companies who came to the region were from right-to-work states like Texas and Oklahoma.
A lot of times they don't know how to work with labor unions or think that they might not be in their best interest.
Nationwide, fewer than 5% of workers in oil, gas, and mining are unionized, about half the national average. But as the fracking boom has grown in Pennsylvania, the industry has turned to organized labor to build large infrastructure projects, like Shell's ethane cracker or Sunoco's 300-mile-long Mariner East 2 pipeline. While that's been good for unions, industry critics say that could be bad for Pennsylvania. Doug Shields works for the environmental group Food and Water Watch.
When I read that Sunoco had pledged to build the Mariner 2 all union, I go, well, there goes any possibility of dissent or constructive concern over the environmental impacts with regard to the Democratic caucus and the assembly.
Shields was a Democratic city councilman in Pittsburgh and has been an active critic of fracking for years. He says while the oil and gas industry is a big political donor for Republican candidates, unions fulfill a similar role for Democrats. And he thinks Pennsylvania's Democrats will be hesitant to impose tough environmental regulations if it means slowing down gas development. Shields points to the Department of Environmental Protection's approval of the Mariner East pipeline under Governor Tom Wolf. Critics say that approval was rushed, and the project has had dozens of spills and other violations during construction. Shields worries Democratic leaders will rush similar decisions.
Particularly those in the leadership side. They may well recognize the problems, but they also understand very, very well what side the bread is buttered on. And to become adverse to the labor interest in their quest for a job would be suicidal.
A review of campaign finance records by State Impact Pennsylvania and the Allegheny Front found trade unions gave over $3 million last year to Wolf's $11 million campaign war chest for 2018. Several unions working on gas projects have already upped their donations to Governor Wolf's campaign compared to the last time he ran in 2014. Pittsburgh's Operating Engineers Union, which is working on Shell's ethane cracker, has already doubled its donations from the last election cycle. The union's leader says that's mainly an attempt to stop potential Republican nominee Scott Wagner, a state senator who's been critical of unions. But he says it also helps that Wolf is favorable to natural gas development. Wolf did not respond to interview requests, but in a statement, a spokesman said the governor takes a, quote, balanced approach to natural gas, meeting with a variety of constituents on the subject. Broadbent's union, the Steamfitters, gave Wolf's campaign $72,000 last year, or more than half of what it gave in the entire 2014 election cycle. Broadbent says his union's donation policy is pretty simple. It gives money to candidates that will help its members.
Most of the labor unions are proactive and will know that they need to support politicians, not only with PAC money, but door knocking, phone calling, making sure our members get out and vote. You can't have legislation that affects you.
Often these issues are workforce related, like prevailing wage or unemployment insurance laws. But that can also include laws that could hurt businesses they depend on. In February, the Steamfitters threw a fundraiser for Wolf at their Pittsburgh Union Hall. Before the fundraiser, they sat down with the governor and other union leaders. But they also invited a few other guests, officials from the Marcellus Shale Coalition, the state's natural gas trade group. It was the first face-to-face meeting between the coalition president, Dave Spiegelmeyer, and Governor Wolf since Wolf was elected in 2014. Spiegelmeyer said he felt he was honored to be a guest of the trade unions.
They made sure the governor knew that this industry was important to them and that he needed to help make sure there was a proper climate for folks to invest capital because it was their jobs at risk if that's not the case.
It's not clear what effect the meeting had on Wolf or whether it would steer his policies. His campaign leads all Republican challengers in fundraising, and he's running unopposed in the May Democratic primary. Reed Frazier, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.